Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Hunter Taylor from Parkway Playhouse.
Now, Hunter, got something special coming up?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this.
So, in addition to our main stage season that's going to be taking place this summer, we are doing a very special presentation of The Laramie Project, which is a play by Moises Kaufman and members of the Tectonic Theater Project. And this is going to be a really unique event. It's running for 2 weekends instead of our usual 3, and it's taking place in October 16th through the 25th, for those 2 weekends. It goes into contact with the Matthew Shepard Foundation, and it's described as a breathtaking collage that explores the depths to which humanity can sink and the heights of compassion of which we are capable.
Oh, it sounds interesting. So now that will be in October, and we'll hear more about it as the season goes on. Tell me a little bit about auditions for that, and do you already have the cast lined up for that, or is that part of the auditions that's coming up?
Yes, so the Laramie Project will be part of the auditions that are coming up really soon. They're coming up February 22nd and 23rd.
Or they are, that's the weekend.
Yeah, it's the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So we will be holding auditions for the main stage season, which, just to recap, that is Into the Woods, which is a wonderful musical. Then the Savannah Sipping Society, that's sort of like written by the writers of the Golden Girls, so it's Southern women getting together for a cocktail club. It's really funny. And then we're Matilda the Musical, which is the classic Roald Dahl book and film, which I'm sure we all know and love.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's Murder on the Orient Express, a wonderful Agatha Christie mystery. And closing out the season is Driving Miss Daisy, based on, it was turned into a film in the 90s, Jessica Tandy and Morgan Freeman. So that's closing out the main stage season. Then, like I said, the Laramie Project, our special presentation going up in October. Also, reading is a lot. Live, which I'm actually going to be directing.
That's you're going to do readings live?
Yeah.
That is a really fun thing. I wondered if you'd get to do it again this year. So what's going on with it?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Still can't quite announce the title yet. That'll be announced really soon, within the week. It's going to be lots of fun. It's a summer literacy promotional tour. And we have a group of 5 professional actors that go around to different parks and libraries. And we do a musical, and we give out free books. And it's in conjunction with the Penland School of Crafts and the AMY Regional Library System. They have the bookmobile there, and we have a craft with Penland that's dedicated to the specific show. It's free performance, so that's going to be a really nice thing. But auditions for that are happening as well.
So now, who do you need for that? Do you need adults, children, or
any for the whole season?
For
the whole season, we need lots of children for Matilda and for Into the Woods. We also need adults, all ages, all experiences. We need wonderful comedic actors, wonderful dramatic actors, people who are really great dancers, great singers. It really runs the whole gamut. I encourage anyone who is able to attend to attend. And if you can't attend in person, you can always submit an online video audition through our email, which is casting@parkwayplayhouse.com. And all the information about all of that, everything auditions, is going to be available at parkwayplayhouse.com. There's a tab at the top, and there should be a link right on our homepage as well. So any questions you have about auditioning, please visit our website, parkwayplayhouse.com.
Yeah. So if you check that out, and literally you got just about something for everybody.
We do, yeah, absolutely. People young, people old, everyone. It's really, really going to be a really inclusive season. I'm very, very excited to get started.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I have to ask you how Frozen's doing.
Frozen is doing, it's going so well. The kids are so talented. We're right in the middle of rehearsals. We open in May. We're chugging along. But it has been really wonderful to see all these talented kids. They're doing some wonderful work. And this is kind of the first time we're doing something a little different with the casting. I had to cast, and it was my pleasure to cast, some alternates, which, if people aren't familiar with that, we're running the show for 6 performances, and the alternates for some of the leads, it's almost like an understudy, but they're going on one show.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to be understudying the leads the whole time, and then they get a special performance all of their own. So that's going to be really exciting. So see people take that and run with it, it's been really nice. I literally, last night, we were like, okay, we just did block this, so now let's see the alternates do it. And they hopped right in, and they were wonderful. So I'm really excited to see how that turns out.
That does. That's a whole new facet to it. So
it is, yeah.
That sounds interesting. And that's the junior project,
yes.
And that'll come up, like you said, in May.
Yes, in May. But speaking of the junior program, we have a summer camp every year. And this year, it's a 2-week production camp, Disney's Little Mermaid. It's a musical directed by Jenny Martin. It's going to be a ton of fun, and that's this summer. But registration opens really soon, March 2nd. It'll be posted on our website. There's an education tab. Everything will be underneath that. Registration begins March 2nd, and we do sell out of spots rather quickly. So the earlier you get to that, the better, I would say.
And now, for the summer camps, what age group are we talking?
There are technically two age groups. There's 4 to 8 year old group, and then there's the 8 to 18.
Yeah, so younger and older. That's what I was thinking.
Yes, so pretty much if you're able to sing and dance and act, you can do it. People come from all over to do the summer camp. Yeah. But it's really going to be wonderful because Jenny is a wonderful director.
Yeah, it's good. Well, many good things going on at the Parkway Playhouse. And, you keep up with all of it. I'm just proud of you. You can get it all figured out there.
Yeah, well, we have a pretty wonderful staff with Kristen and Jeff. And so they're great. Everyone involved in the theater is putting their best foot forward. So it's really exciting.
And remember, if you have questions about any of it, you want to know anything about the main stage or the junior programs or especially those summer camps, parkwayplayhouse.com.
Yep, anything you could ever have a question about, it's all online, parkwayplayhouse.com.
That sounds good. Hunter, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our guest today, Hunter Taylor from Parkway Playhouse. Once again, Hunter, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.